add one more indignity to the record of New York City Housing Court, where tenants battle landlords nearly 300,000 times a year. Win or lose, tenants can wind up on a tenant blacklist. That makes it harder for them to rent again. And where does the data come from? It's sold by the court system itself. WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports.
If you stop by the clerk's office in housing court in Manhattan, you can see a woman with short, curly, blonde hair sitting at one of the public access computers. She's here almost every day and says her job is a bit boring. She spends all day matching the index numbers of court cases to the names of the tenants involved in the cases. She didn't want to talk about it, but she's helping create blacklists, lists of tenants who have a history in housing court. Landlords buy those lists, and that spells trouble for some New Yorkers who end up here, but are by some standards desirable tenants.
My name is Robert Guzman, and I'm 43 years old.
Back in 2009, Guzman lived with his wife and then 6-year-old son in a 2-bedroom apartment in the Bronx. He had a good job in advertising and paid his $1,200 rent on time. Until he made a discovery.
In the apartment, there were rats coming up from the basement. I lived on the first floor, but they were like giant rats.
Guzman says he asked the building management for months to address the issue. It didn't work, so he decided to withhold rent. Renters in New York have historically resorted to this method as the fastest way of getting unwilling landlords to do repairs.
This is not something that I'm just being a deadbeat renter. I'm withholding the rent for a reason.
After 3 months, Guzman's landlord sued to evict him. They eventually settled. Guzman kept the rent he withheld and immediately moved to a new apartment, where he again had trouble with his landlord. And the disputes apparently counted against him. When Guzman tried to move in 2012, he was rejected multiple times, despite his good credit score.
The realtor is telling me, oh, what happened? You went to court. I said, yeah, I went to court, but it's for a reason. He said, the landlords don't care. As you show up in court, that's it. You're on the tenant's blacklist, which I had no clue what that was.
Those are databases kept by tenant screening companies with support from the court system itself. They allow landlords, management companies, and brokers to get reports on suits filed by previous landlords against tenants. James Fishman, a tenant attorney, says that leaves many New Yorkers who haven't done something wrong unable to find a place to live.
There are many reasons that tenants get sued that have nothing to do with whether they're a good tenant or not. In fact, a lot of the reasons have to do with whether they have a bad landlord or not.
Next to withholding rent, some tenants find themselves in court when their landlords try to force them out of rent-stabilized apartments. Fishman says that a tenant screening report doesn't differentiate between renters asserting their rights and others who are truly problematic.
It doesn't contain any of the information about any defenses that the tenant had or whether or not the case was dismissed and why it was dismissed, if the case was baseless.
A few years ago, Fishman sued a tenant screening company on behalf of 35,000 tenants for compiling inaccurate reports. He settled in 2007 for $2 million, and the company agreed to add additional information into its reports. Even then, a federal judge called the business model distasteful and deserving of legislative attention. Blacklisting has attracted some attention of elected officials, such as State Senator Liz Krueger.
It's literally in a city with a radical shortage of housing, turns people into literally categories of people who can't find a new place to live.
She and other officials and advocates focused on the role of the courts in blacklisting. Until 2012, the courts used to sell the names of tenants sued in housing court. After facing pressure from legislators, they changed their practice and now only sell index numbers for court cases. Tenant screening companies pay a $20,000 fee and $350 weekly to get daily updates. David Bookstaver, spokesman for the state court, says they're just selling public information and,
while it's a small revenue stream, it is still a revenue stream.
Tenant screening companies have adapted to the new rules by hiring those people who sit in the clerk's office to match index numbers to the tenants' names. The two companies that currently buy index numbers are CoreLogic SafeRent and TransUnion Rental Screening Solutions, both national companies. They declined requests for interviews. landlords and brokers say tenant screening reports help them weed out deadbeat renters.
It gives the owner one more tool, so to speak, to see if they're going to be renting to a tenant who's either a chronic late payer, a chronic non-payer.
That's Frank Ricci, Director of Government Affairs at the Rent Stabilization Association, which represents landlords.
There are professional tenants out there who over the years go from building to building, apartment to apartment, and skip out on the rent.
Regardless of how they end up blacklisted, tenants are on their own in coming up with a solution to their problem. Robert Guzman had to double the security deposit, $2,800 instead of $1,400, for his new apartment in Washington Heights. He says he also had to settle for a place different than what he had hoped for.
The rent, it's $1,475, so it's a lot. Outside of the apartment, the noise level is really high.
Guzman has hired an attorney to help him get his name off the list. He hopes that will allow him to move this summer. Tenant advocates say there is another problem with blacklisting. It discourages people from exercising their rights. People such as Elaine Meyer from Prospect Heights in Brooklyn.
This is bad. On December 27, 2012, 3:39 in the afternoon, in my bedroom, it was 53 degrees inside and it was in the mid-30s outside.
Meyer had little or no heat for 2 months, but says she decided to keep away from housing court after hearing about blacklisting.
Finding housing in New York is like one of the most stressful things to do if you have great credit and, you know, a job that pays decently. So imagine having that strike against you.
Some tenant lawyers say legislators should require that tenant screening companies include more information in their reports so that landlords can tell which tenants had legitimate disputes. But Louise Seeley, another housing advocate, says that won't solve the problem.
That's even worse in some conditions for some landlords because now you're a tenant who knows your rights and you're willing to go to court to enforce those rights. So that is not an explanation that a landlord wants to hear as to why you're on the lists.
She says landlords largely want tenants with no court record at all, so no explanations are needed. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivarek.